I got an email from a listener very concerned. Ray, extremist in jails, you've been talking about it. Check out an inmate, Ayman Al-Qaswani, armed with a shiv and threatening to cut the head off other inmates at Silverwater. Now, I didn't remember this bloke, but then I went back through my records and found back in February I spoke about him. An alleged Islamic radical accused of stabbing a man in King's Cross has been ordered by a court to receive mental health treatment. Ayman Al-Qaswani, 50, and another man allegedly stabbed a 30-year-old man outside a fast food restaurant at Darlinghurst at 3:30 on a Friday morning. Today, Al-Qaswani appeared in Parramatta Bail Court. This is back in February, which heard he suffered from a multitude of mental illnesses and had not been taking his medication. He was charged with reckless wounding in company, causing grievous bodily harm in a fray. The court heard that Al-Qaswani and the other man attacked the 30-year-old after getting a verbal altercation. The alleged victim was taken to St Vincent's Hospital with suspected facial fractures and head wounds. In a Facebook post November last year, Al-Qaswani wrote, "We've got jihad." In November, he shared a series of images, including one that depicted IS soldiers descending upon a city. So he went to Department of Corrections in New South Wales and said, "We've been told last week that officers were injured at Silverwater when wrestling with an inmate, alleged Islamic radical Ayman Al-Qaswani. He was armed with a homemade shiv and threatening to behead staff and other inmates." Now, they've come back and said there was an altercation involving this inmate and a jail-made weapon. A jail-made weapon. No staff were injured. No staff were injured. Well, I wonder where he is now. Is he still at Silverwater? He's been sent down to Goulburn. That's a real concern for everyone.